I am Jennifer Castoldi from Trendies International, and today I am delighted to be with Milou Kett, one of the world-renowned trend forecasters. Thank you for joining us today, Milou.
I'm very happy to be there.
So for those who may not have heard your name or seen you speak around the world, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yes. I'm trained as a designer, and I've always had this kind of disease that I was that I had a kind of antenna for things to come. So also as a child I had that. I was trained as a designer and then employed by a chain of department stores in the Netherlands as a stylist for the fashion department. And then in that period I've seen a lot of the world. I was a consultant to the buyers. And afterwards, after 6 years, when I traveled extensively, I started my own company.
So do you have a particular space from where you find your inspiration?
I think fashion is very important to me. But besides that, I do my homework. I have this antenna always working. So I visit about 15 fairs a year, so on yarns, on fabrics, but also on furniture, home textiles. And I read a lot of trade and consumer magazines. I go shopping around the world, visiting exhibitions of art and performances. But also I take socio-economical reports and demographics and the internet into account. That's actually my source of inspiration.
Those are many different sources.
Yes.
So how do you take all of that information and boil it down into valuable data for your clients?
I try to make pictures. I also buy information. It takes quite a long time. It takes months to gather all this information, and it's a constant observing what's going on in the world. And I try to record it. And when the time comes near, when my book, I publish a book on interiors and on fashion, and also a book on innovation. During these months, I gather the information and I try to think about the mentality and also about target groups and how I can make it, how I can handle it so I can bring the message across to my customer. And those are mostly department stores and buyers, people who do product development. And I try to make it as clear as possible by questioning myself. My husband always says that I'm a zombie when I'm making these books because I do it often at night and I talk to myself and question myself, and then I try to come up with six different themes and color cards, and then I go through all my information and my pictures and try to order them according to these six styling directions that I'm kind of forming in my mind, and then I make a selection, and then I make collages, putting all different elements together, but by color. So I think color is a very strong means of communication. So I make a color card with a certain direction, with a description of the theme, and then I make collages according to color within the theme.
So could you perhaps share with our listeners one of the strong colors you see for the coming years?
Well, a return of color by itself. I think because of the crisis, and especially in summer or in spring, we are desperate for color. And now we see a strong return of color. And they could be even fluorescent or neon colors. And they don't have to be all over it, but it's just an accent to make it more interesting.
And what about some other tidbits, maybe not about color, material, or lifestyle shift?
Well, I think sustainability and eco-awareness have finally reached the consumer. So that's actually a point that we take into account when choosing products. And I also think that craftsmanship before the crafts are dying and is combined with innovation. And also at the fair in Milan, where I was just recently, you could also see that also showing the process how we can recycle plastics or how we can build a product. That's also important. I think also we are fed up with things that are too industrial, so the handmade and the craftsmanship and tactility and texture are also very important influences.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I did. I bumped into you in Milan. Yes. It was great to see you there.
As usual.
And we will. Yes. Always bumping into each other around the world.
Yes.
It's nice to see a friendly face.
Yes. Thank you.
So. You will be speaking at Surtex in the Trends Theater, a new benefit
Yes.
for visitors and exhibitors that Surtex is offering this year. What can the visitors expect to hear you speak about?
I will speak about my new book that's just published, so the new trends, and I will mention them and also show them with a lot of pictures, and I will explain the different backgrounds and the colors and the images. Would you like to hear them in detail, what I have in mind, what I will speak about?
If you want to give a teaser,
yes.
But we don't want to give away your whole speech now because we want people to attend.
I couldn't do that so quickly, but I have six different themes, and one is called Harmony and Balance. And it is executed in a range of natural colors, and tactility and texture will play a major role. And then I have also, already for years, I have a kind of direction specially targeted at women, and I've called it this time Sensual and Passionate, and it shows a feminine refined mood with emphasis on different shades of pink. And then I have, of course, nature is also a source of inspiration, and that we don't trust our food industry anymore, and we kind of and have discovered the joy of buying products that are come from close by, or that we even have our own herbs and vegetables on our balcony, or in new products that are specially developed in this direction. Then it's on shades of blues and greens, and based on ecological and conscious living. And then I talked about it already. There's a theme called Bright Kaleidoscope, and that's also very bright with almost neon and fluorescent colors. And that's specially meant for accessories. And then I have a direction based on warm colors and retro and recycled reclaimed products, but also ethnic products are incorporated in that direction. And then I have a last theme. I just returned from Shanghai, and there this direction was strong. I've called it Nocturnal Luxury, and it's based on rich, dark colors for classical interiors with a twist, and sometimes a bit in luxurious materials. And I could see that it really was important to the Chinese rich people. So
fantastic. Well, yeah. I look forward to seeing these wonderful collages that you produce.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking forward also to be in New York again and see you. So you'll be early. I will be a bit later.
And you've been attending Surtex for years. Know how long you have been attending?
I tried to think back. At first, I've been attending it as an exhibitor with my agent at that time. But I've been about five times speaking, I think, at the fair. So it must be maybe 10 times, 10 years altogether. So quite a long time.
Fantastic. And what value do you think that the show brings to the marketplace?
It's an important source for trends on surface design, and also on the colors, of course, and on prints and what's going on. And I'm not that much interested, but I think for the people who are there, also all these interesting topics that they have on licensing and so on. But that's not that much my kind of interest. I also am interested to see the contemporary furniture fair when I'm there as well.
Yes, it is great since they have so many different shows happening at the same time, and the badge gets you from one show to another,
yes,
which I think is a great asset.
Yes, I think so too.
Well, excellent. I look forward to seeing you at the Resource Hub and
yes.
perhaps coming to hear you at the Trend Theater.
Yes, thank you very much.